Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, waste density versus value density, managing the emotions of your board with real economics. Four things to know. One, flow efficiency shows us the real cost of organizational friction. Two, value density measures effort that directly creates customer value. Three, relay race organizational structures create significant waste and wait times. Four, self-contained teams reduce handoffs and deliver value much faster. Now the piece. Would you be surprised if your organization spent less than 20% of engineering capacity creating customer value? You're stuck here because your organization has so many handoffs. It looks like an Olympic marathon relay. Value stream mapping reveals the same number told two ways. There's value density, the aspirational metric that makes boards feel hopeful. Then there's waste density, the emotional metric that makes boards demand change. It is the same data. It creates different emotions. Choose based on whether you need inspiration or urgency. Implementation takes 60 days. Steven sits in the back of the Zoom call, camera off, watching the sprint retrospective. He is the Senior Vice President of Engineering. He should not be here, but the Senior Vice President of Transformation, who has the Chief Executive Officer's ear for reasons nobody understands, strongly suggested leadership observe the team ceremonies to understand the transformation maturity. The Scrum Master, pleasant, earnest, and as far as Steven can determine, someone who has never written production code, asks what blockers are preventing the team from achieving sprint commitments. Silence. Let us go around. Sarah, any blockers? Waiting on the platform team to provide the database? I will follow up with them. Marcus, security review is scheduled for next week, so we are blocked. I will escalate. Priya, blocked on application programming interface changes from the services team. Steven knows nobody takes these retros seriously. The real work happens in Slack. Direct messages between engineers who have figured out how to route around the organizational chart. These ceremonies exist because the Senior Vice President of Transformation believes in them, and the Senior Vice President of Transformation has the Chief Executive Officer's ear, so nobody challenges them. But Steven also knows his friend, the former Chief Information Officer who hired him, was walked out 90 days ago for failing to answer one question. What does a feature cost us to build? The new guard is not asking anything unreasonable. They are asking what any functional organization should know. His friend was fired, not because the question was wrong, but because this organization spent a decade building processes that make the answer unknowable, then systematically resisting change. Steven needs an answer, fast. Steven reaches for the phone and calls Maria. She works with big tech companies, the ones that ship features in days and actually know what things cost. I need help, Steven says. The new chief executive officer wants to know what features cost. I have got nothing. Good, Maria says. Walk me through your last feature. Steven describes the checkout flow. 6 months, 12 teams, 100 people touched it. The actual code changes took 2 weeks. Let me guess, Maria says. It looks like an Olympic marathon relay. The work passes from product to architecture to platform to services to front end to security to operations. At each handoff, someone waits while someone else finishes their leg of the race. Steven goes silent. That is exactly what it looks like. You have got the relay problem. Maria continues, you cannot measure what features cost because no single runner owns the full race. Everyone just knows their leg. Value stream map it, map every step from the moment you decide to build something to the moment it is in production. Every handoff, every wait state, every approval, then categorize. Does this create customer value or does this manage organizational complexity? Before the change, you might have 15% flow efficiency where most of your pipeline is wait. After the change, you reach 38% flow efficiency. It is the same stages, but with dramatically less waste. Same data, different framing. They spend 3 days building the value stream map for the checkout feature. The relay becomes visible. The first leg is product, which takes 3 weeks for requirements, documentation, and stakeholder alignment. Then there's a handoff and a 1 week wait. The second leg is architecture, taking 2 weeks for design reviews and approval boards. Then another handoff and a 2 week wait. The third leg is platform, which takes 3 weeks for database provisioning and infrastructure setup. Then a handoff and a 1 week wait. The fourth leg is services, taking 2 weeks for application programming interface development. Another handoff and a 1 week wait. The fifth leg is front end, taking 2 weeks for user interface implementation. A handoff and a 1 week wait. The sixth leg is security, taking 2 weeks for reviews and remediation. A handoff and a 1 week wait. The final leg is operations, taking 1 week for deployment and monitoring setup. 24 weeks total, 15 weeks of actual work spread across 7 teams, 9 weeks of waiting for handoffs. Then they categorize the work. Customer value creation is 14%. This is code that differentiates the product and design that improves the experience. Organizational overhead is 38%. This includes ceremonies, coordination, waiting for other teams, and approvals. Rework is 22%, covering contradictory feedback, requirement changes, and incident fixes. Compliance theater is 16%. This is documentation nobody reads, post-hoc reviews, and checkbox exercises. Waste in queue is 10%. This is work sitting ready while teams work on other priorities. 14% value density, Maria says, or if you prefer, 86% waste density. It is the same number. It has a different emotional impact. Steven stares at the spreadsheet. $1.1 million total cost, $154,000 created customer value, $946,000 was organizational friction. Which metric do I show the board? Steven asks. Depends on the emotion you need, Maria says. Value density is aspirational. It makes boards feel hopeful about improvement. Waste density is visceral. It makes boards demand immediate change. You're at 14% value density or 86% waste density. Same truth. Different reaction. The emotional choice depends on the psychology. Maria explains it like this. Tell them 14% value density and they hear that you are creating some value and could create more. It feels like an opportunity. Room for improvement. Let us optimize what we have. Tell them 86% waste density and they hear that you're burning $45 million annually on organizational dysfunction. It feels like a crisis. Unacceptable. Burn it down and rebuild. The companies she works with usually start with waste density. You need the board emotionally activated to support radical change. Once they are activated, you switch to value density to show progress. You go from 86% waste at the start to 60% value creation 6 months later. It is the same improvement, but the framing controls the narrative. Steven sees it. His friend, the old chief information officer, tried to explain why features took 6 months using technical complexity arguments. The board heard excuses. If he had shown them 86% waste density, the board would have heard a burning platform. So I'm leading with waste density, Steven says. Unless your board responds better to optimism than urgency, Maria replies, you know them? I do not. But in her experience, when someone gets fired for not knowing what things cost, the board wants urgency, not aspiration. The relay problem is why you're stuck. Maria continues, you have architected your organization like an Olympic marathon relay race. 7 specialized teams, each optimized for their leg. Platform runs the platform leg perfectly, services runs the services leg perfectly, but nobody owns the full race. She explains the relay problem. Further, in an Olympic relay, there are 4 runners, there are clear handoffs, everyone is watching. Total race time matters more than individual leg times. You optimize the system, runners run 1 race at a time. In your organization, there are 7 teams, handoffs are unclear, nobody is watching end to end. Each team optimizes their leg time while ignoring total race time. You have sub-optimized the parts while destroying the whole runners. Are not only running this race, but another race, doing the pole vault, and on a good day, ice dancing training, which is a winter Olympic sport. The checkout feature took 24 weeks because it crossed 7 organizational boundaries. Maria says, each boundary adds coordination overhead, wait time, and rework risk. You have got world-class sprinters running a marathon relay, and you're wondering why it takes 6 months. What do the companies who have solved this do? Steven asks. They stop running relays. Maria says they give one team the entire race. The solution is self-contained features. Self-contained features means one team owns end-to-end. Maria explains there's no relay, no handoffs, no waiting for platform to provide infrastructure or services to update application programming interfaces. The team that conceives the feature builds it, deploys it, operates it, and measures it. Maria continues that this is also a major organizational change, which leaves some current leaders on the outside looking in. You need to think about this approach carefully. It is the way a startup would operate, but can you survive this change? This approach eliminates the relay, no handoffs between teams, which was 38% of waste, no waiting in queue, which was 10% of waste, no rework from misaligned handoffs, which was most of the 22%. No post hoc compliance reviews, which was most of the 16%. But how do you actually measure costs? Steven asks. There are 2 patterns. Pattern A is sequential features. Teams work on one feature at a time, beginning to end. When it ships, you know what it costs because that team did nothing else. Pattern B is billing hours against features. Engineers allocate their time to specific features. They will hate timesheets. They will complain. They will not quit. Not in this market. Within 6 weeks, you will know what every feature costs. Steven sees it. Pattern A maximizes value density. Pattern B maximizes visibility. Start with pattern B to build your measurement baseline, Maria says. Then shift to pattern A once leadership believes the data. Then comes the board presentation. Steven presents to the board. He leads with waste density, the emotional metric. 86% waste density. We spent $52 million on engineering last year. 86% was organizational overhead, rework, and compliance theater. That is $44.7 million in waste. The chief financial officer's face changes, $44 million. Yes, Stephen says, and this is why we could not calculate artificial intelligence return on investment. We deployed artificial intelligence agents 90 days ago to accelerate development. They probably improve coding speed by 30%, but coding is 14% of what engineers do. We optimize 14% of our operation by 30%. That is a 4.2% total system improvement. He clicks to the next slide, the relay diagram. Seven teams, seven legs, 9 weeks of handoff waiting. Our organization looks like an Olympic marathon relay, Steven says. Each team runs their leg perfectly, but the total race takes 24 weeks. Each runner is running this race and others, and in fact, some are training for the Winter Olympics while running their leg. The checkout feature touched seven teams. 100 people were involved. The actual value creating work was 2 weeks. The other 22 weeks were organizational handoffs. The chief executive officer leans forward. Show me how to fix it. The decision is made to follow a plan. Weeks 1 and 2 involve value stream mapping 5 recent features. Calculate waste density for each. Show the relay diagram. How many handoffs and how much wait time? Present this to executive leadership. Weeks 3 and 4 involve reorganizing around self-contained features. No more relay races. Features are self-contained. One team owns it end-to-end. If you cannot make it self-contained, don't build it. The handoff cost destroys the return on investment. Weeks 5 and 6 involve implementing billing hours against features. Engineers will hate it. They will not leave. Within 6 weeks, you will have cost data for every feature. Kill the bottom 40% of your roadmap with negative return on investment. Weeks 7 and 8 involve killing the ceremonies, consuming 38% of capacity. No sprint retrospectives with scrum masters who have never shipped code. No dependency syncs across 7 teams. No 3 meeting architecture approvals. Keep 3 things. Daily stand-ups for blockers only, weekly demos for working software only, monthly architecture reviews for technical decisions only. Week 9 is the next board meeting. We will use the data to design the new organization if this works. Once we go from 86% waste density to 40% waste density, or to frame it positively, from 14% value density to 60% value density. Artificial intelligence agents do not optimize productivity. Steven says they multiply value. That is your 10 times multiplier. The chief executive officer looks at the senior vice president of transformation. Your reaction? A long pause. The value stream map is clear. If we are spending $45 million on coordination overhead, we need change. But you're proposing we eliminate guardrails that prevent disasters. We automate the guardrails, Steven says. The ceremonies exist because we do not trust our deployment process. Fix the deployment process. Use automated testing, observability, feature flags, and progressive rollouts. Technical risk has dropped 90% in a decade. We are using 2015 governance for 2025 reality. The chief executive officer decides on 60 days, value stream map 5 features, reorganize around self-contained features, implement billing hours. Show me improvement from 86% waste density to 50% waste density. If it works, we scale it. Steven knows it will work. The new guard is not asking anything unreasonable. They are asking if you can measure what creates value and eliminate what does not. His friend could not answer because the organization was designed to make it unanswerable. 7 kingdoms, each optimizing locally, each destroying enterprise value at the boundaries. Every feature, a relay race. Every handoff, a waste multiplier. The solution is not better relay runners. It is eliminating the relay entirely. Use self-contained features, ensure end-to-end ownership, measure the costs, kill the handoffs, then deploy artificial intelligence agents to multiply what is left. 90 days later, the results are in. The numbers show 57% value density, or to use the emotional framing, 43% waste density. The relay is gone. Teams own complete features. The checkout feature that took 24 weeks was rebuilt by a self-contained team in 11 days. Steven presents the results to the board using value density this time. The aspirational metric. We have gone from 14% value density to 57% value density. We are spending 57 cents of every engineering dollar creating customer value instead of 14 cents. The chief financial officer smiles. It is the same improvement as going from 86% to 43% waste density, but it feels like winning instead of fixing. The billing hours data revealed uncomfortable truths. 35% of the roadmap had negative return on investment, even at zero implementation cost. The opportunity cost made them value destructive. They were killed. Engineering did not quit over timesheets. When you show people that 86% of their time was organizational friction, they want visibility. the senior vice president of transformation left the company. Nobody knows why. The chief executive officer never explained. Steven occasionally observes retrospectives now. When the scrum master asks for blockers, the answer is none. We own the whole feature. If something blocks us, we fix it. The work happens in self-contained teams. Shipping self-contained features measured by value stream maps and framed as either waste density or value density, depending on the emotion required. That is how you know what a feature costs. That is how you manage your board's emotions. That is how you win. The framework for your organization starts with a simple observation. Your organization probably looks like an Olympic marathon relay with specialized teams, multiple handoffs, and nobody owning the full race. The result is less than 20% value density. Run the value stream map, count the handoffs, then choose your metric based on the emotion you need. Waste density at 86% waste provides visceral urgency and demands immediate change. Value density at 14% value provides an aspirational opportunity and suggests optimization. It is the same data. It is a different emotion. Both are true. Then ask what it would take to eliminate the relay and let one team own the entire race. That is not an artificial intelligence question. That is an organizational design question. Stop running relay races. Then artificial intelligence agents multiply what is left. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.